Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Yes, you're right, Keith, the boss of the beach right here. This is, of course, Voice for Veterans. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. 96.7, this is First Thing. You know it, in the morning. We want to say Rise and Shine, Sunshine Radio, St. Petersburg, and, of course, the Tampa Bay area and around the world. This is Voice for Veterans. And we do this show because we believe that everyone has finally gotten to the point, especially in this generation, to look at veterans in a much brighter light. Now we can stand up for veterans and say yes to everything they're trying to accomplish, because they are a major part of the community, not asking for any more, but giving them a little bit more of a chance to show what they learned while they're in the military. That's what a veteran stands for. One who was in the military, who at some point was able to leave the military, come back, take care of a family, or do whatever he had to do. And I say, we salute you. And that's why we do this radio show. Radio, TV, internet, either way you go, you can always get Voice for Veterans. And I call it the upcycle. The universal, positive, principle, philosophy states that all of us can do two things. One, of course, if you're aware of your relationship to a veteran, whether it was your grandfather, father, mother, uncle, cousin, that says, we support vets too. And that's one of the campaigns that we're working on, and we're constantly looking at it. We want to thank all of the team who's out there and across the nation, and of course, right here in our Tampa Bay area, and especially those who said, we support veterans too. That is a way of acknowledging the fact that the military had provided training for citizens who are back in the community, who can be a major part of all the change that comes. One thing you know about your military soldiers, and we happen to be here in the Tampa Bay area, of course, where MacDill Air Force Base is, we know that over the last 20 years, 25 years, that it's been a major influence in those who served. And a lot of them are retiring here in this area, and we say, welcome, come on in, help us make this future a little bit brighter, because you came along and you put in your part of what made this area great, along with the rest of the country. We know that we have a lot of military bases around the country, and when those people do decide to come out of the military, they're looking for a place that's progressive. Many, many, many years ago, when World War II was here, we found that a lot of people stayed in San Diego, and to this day, that Southern California area can hail from a lot of good things that came from veterans staying there. And now, we got the same opportunity to receive those veterans. And we know that recently, in the last year, they ended the war in Afghanistan. A lot of those military soldiers who got out of the military came through here. A lot of them are deciding to stay. So we're saying, welcome. Plenty of good jobs around. And everybody knows that if you get a veteran, you got a better shot of getting a much greater employee on that job at that company. And those who are looking to be entrepreneurs who are coming up out of the military, we want you to say, hey, I'm here. I have an idea. I'm putting it together. And we know that's the way veterans do what they do. We want to thank, of course, all of our friends over there at Wounded Warriors. We want to thank everybody over there at American Veterans Alliance and Society for Hispanic Veterans, and all the rest of the team that are making this show possible. We want to thank Soundcheck Studios and all their efforts. And of course, to continue to provide us with good local music. I know that you all don't pay attention to a lot of it sometimes, but one of our favorite artists is Brian James, and I hope we can put him on. Play a little something from him today. You know that one of those things that I always talk about, and I guess I might as well go ahead and do it now, and that's Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. This is confidential help for veterans and their families. I always like to mention that because we sometimes forget that everything that the VA is offering, most of it includes not just the veteran, but the veteran family members. So now that we're beginning to rebuild young families coming up out of these last areas of veteranization, we want them to know that it's a lot more to help the families than it used to be. So if you happen to be a child or a spouse, and we call them brats or sidekicks, feel free to know that you're included. We know that most of us are all willing to help if we know where the help is coming from and what we can do to make sure that it's the help we need. You know, a lot of veterans, now I'm telling them, if they get together, they get out, it's a little bit short, feel free to go to one of your colleges. There's a lot of programs, especially in our area. Of course, the St. Pete College and University of Florida over there in Tampa. You can get support to help you upgrade some of the things that you might need to make sure that what you're looking to do works like a plan. Like they say, plan your work and work that plan. Again, we're talking about families for a minute. And I like to talk about the families because I notice now that there are a lot more women who are in the military and they're coming back out. And they're dealing with a whole different picture of the family than it was when it was mostly men. So they've added some services that make a difference. We know all the first line of support, of course, our troops and their families. Oftentimes, those family members don't have the support they need, of course, and to endure the difficulties surrounding a deployment and someone who's coming back becoming a veteran. This family foundation was established to help to give those families a sense of community support and well-being, while their loved ones are now being reintegrated back in, of course, the local community. And I always say, when it came to the military family's help and the commitment, has led to a completion of multiple projects that will benefit the families, of course, the servicemen and the veterans and the families, the wives and the children, for years to come. We salute these organizations. We salute the help that they give us. And you can always get it, of course, right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. We like to keep you informed with a lot of different things that are going on. If you go online and go to WVETOnlineRadio.com, what you will be able to do is go to and click on resources. The primary area that most people do when they're moving around and want to go one place to get that help. We're saying, when it comes to veterans, when it comes to veteranization, when it comes to all those areas where veterans might need a little bit of guidance, start right here with us, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And don't forget, you're in tune right here in our area, of course, Sunshine Radio. We like the rest because we know we're the best. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Enjoy this little interlude. Thank you.
stone, statues of gold. When they get all, they crumble so, as the truth dies coming home. No more lies with crying eyes, the fits in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes, the fits in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes. So in this rhyme I'm passing time, scattered pictures in my mind, crying eyes and all the lies, all the times you tried to die. Statues of stone, statues of gold, when they get old they crumble so, as the truth dies coming home. No more lies with crying eyes, the fits in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes, the fits in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes.
We're glad to have you back, and I want to say good morning. And this is Sunshine Radio. And I don't know if you've been listening for the last few days or the last few months, but we're on the air, and we're here to make sure that you have some entertainment, education, and information as you tune in to great quality radio. We're here talking about our veterans, and we were talking about the family. Veterans and spouses, the VA can pay compensation if a veteran is at least 10% disabled as a result of military service. Wartime veterans may receive a portion if they had limited income and unable to work if they are over the age of 65. We also assist survivors of service members who died on an active duty, survivors, veterans who died from service-related disabilities. In some cases, we assist survivors being paid over 100% disability at the time of the death to obtain dependency and indemnity compensation. Some qualifying surviving spouses and children of deceased wartime veterans. may obtain a death pension. You know, when we want to talk about what the veterans can get, it's one thing, but knowing what's available always makes it a little bit better for what you will get. Can is one thing and will get is another. And we want the veterans to know that things have gotten a lot better than they have in the past. Of course, recently, they gave a little bit higher increase on veterans benefits, and they're grateful for it. But there's still a lot more to be done. And we want to say that, oh, we're getting it done little by little. And I want to tell you, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the good life. Again, I hate to tell about those people up north right now over there in Texas and all that. Because we had a cold spell and it went down to 52 and people got nervous. And, of course, it was 79 yesterday. So all of these people who are running around in the cold, we don't envy you. Health care. You know, when you start talking about the veterans organizations who reach out. Over here, we have Veterans Services. And I like talking about health care because recently, with all of this stuff with the pandemic, we know that the foundation of good health, of course, is rest, exercise, and good eating habits. And you can go and get regular checkups now when they were not available. The VA hospital does still have a little waiting list, but veterans no longer have to just go there, and they're doing outpatient services right now. So there are a lot of ways you can take care of yourself. And what they say is Veteran Services, they say, we assist veterans in obtaining health care from the VA Medical Center clinics. Services provided at these facilities include hospital, outpatient medical, pharmacy services, sexual trauma counseling, special health care for women veterans, readjustment and post-traumatic stress disorder, of course, that's PTSD, counseling, alcohol and drug dependency treatment. We know that there's a lot of services out there that can help the veterans. We just want to make sure you know. Anybody who's paying attention right now, we want to say, believe me, there's some good things going on, and we're going to make sure that the veterans know what they can get and where they can get it. So I want you to always stay tuned to it with us, to us, so that you can be updated on a regular basis. All these services are there for the whole community to benefit from. If your veteran's doing better, then you're doing better. He is a part of the community. I worked on a campaign once, and I heard a man say, who I really respect, and he said something that made a difference. He said, well, everybody might be looking past the veteran, but what we want him to be totally a part of the community. That makes sense. It's not political. Is veterans are a major part of the community. And healthcare is one of those things that we know should be available in a special way, especially now that we have a lot more females who've been in the military and coming out, and they're veterans. Men didn't have children. They had the women's children. Women are now bearing the babies and coming out and having 2 and 3 children and are veterans. And there's some different services that the VA are now including. And I love that when we say healthcare is a main priority now. And at one time, it wasn't. So we salute, of course, everybody with veteran services. And, of course, right here in Pinellas County. And we'll be talking a little bit more about other services as we go along. Now, where is this area we are in? This is the west coast of Florida. We want to say thank you. We had 79 degrees yesterday, and it was a wonderful, 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 wonderful warm beach day. Somebody asked me what was the next big holiday, and for us, it's spring break. This being February, we salute, of course, all of those military people who came through the African-American experience. We know how much good came from it, and we want to salute that. And we want to salute, of course, a lot of our veterans, Waddell McGee and, of course, Tim Goodrich and all of the veterans who came through that period. Waddell's wife, wonderful, Gloria, who spent 20 years right there at the VA hospital. She recently retired and things are going good. we want to say to everybody, thank you for your service. Better yet, we're grateful that you came home. Those are our veterans. And we've been talking about what things are available through veteran services. And this is not only here. It's a national organization. But we have very good representation in our area because of the two major centers that we have, which is Bay Pines and James Haley. Both of those being in our area give us a hand up on how we restructure and make things easier for the new veterans who are coming. You know, with more than 100,000 veterans residing, of course, right here just in the Pinellas County, this area, we want to make sure that you know that there's a lot of things that can be done. The services is a vital link to helping residents understood and obtain important government services. The Veteran Service Offices provide guidance and assistance to veterans and their dependents and their survivors in applying for benefits, providing state of Florida United States Department of Veterans Affairs. There is no fee or cost for submitting an application for VA benefits and services provided by VA Veterans Services. We want to thank everybody who makes a point to guide those who they know to the right place. You know, some of our veterans are disabled, and a lot of the disabled veteran services are here, rides so that you can be picked up. And yes, you do have to schedule them. But they can pick you up and they can get you to your appointments and make sure you're back. So look for that in our areas. You got a lot of help. Number two, there is something called Veterans Alternative. Okay. Veterans Alternative, creating a healthy, connected, and resilient veteran population. Listen, every time you look around, and I always say this, if you're looking for an employee and you're an employer, think about a veteran. And don't forget to give him a chance to at least apply for the job. Because we know that empowering veterans by providing effective alternative therapies and community engagement is what this is all about. Put, you know, veterans fish and do golf. We have both of those in the state of Florida. Plenty of golf courses and plenty of fishing. Those are the kind of alternative therapies that make a difference when you're looking at being redirected to a new life outside the military. Some of the things have to be recreational. Some of it has to be the great kind of employment, when and where and how you want to work. And some of it has to be what we call life-changing services. Accelerated wellness programs. Accelerated resolution therapy. Integrated resolution. And expressive therapies. Listen, those may sound like big words, but they're graded back in this great community. Oh, I love talking about it. It's good for you and good to you. I was looking at one of our promotional programs that we did, and again, I said there's two ways to look at this in this next upcoming year. Join us. We support veterans too. Join us, veterans, helping veterans worldwide all the time. You got to make a difference, and the veterans are the best way to start making a difference with their compadres. Some of the people who helped support this radio station, and it continued to grow, and I always did like it because it reached out to our community. We have a very diverse community, and we want to make sure you know. I'm going to read off a couple of names. Hispanic Wounded Warriors, American Veterans Alliance, National Society of Military Spouses, and, of course, Women Veterans of America. Thank you for tuning in for this week's show, and tune in again next week. I'm going to go ahead and let you all get this. I say it's always over and out with a shout. This time, Finn, Hallowed Ground. I think you will love this. Enjoy it. Over and out with a shout. Keith, the boss of the beach.
Front porch, and I've been watching life fade away. I've been doing all the wrong things. Now I'm hoping I can change my ways. So let me go. I don't love you anymore. And let love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. Well, it was mid-September, I'll always remember how it felt that day. When the light was ever started falling upon, they came and took me away. Well, I've had a lot of time to think about the hell that I've been through. And a little baby boy staring back at me is the only good to come from you. So let me go, I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. Father, for I have sent you at least the beast that was caged within. Loving now like I loved her then. Off again, on again, off again. Well, it's 3 a.m. and it don't feel right. Gotta get away, gotta leave tonight. Before you take a piece of my very soul. Well, if you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. And thanks to you, that's a lesson I've learned. Now the only thing I need is an open road. So let me go, I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. So let me go, I don't love you. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET. OnlineRadio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.